And are you Scott Davis?
I am.
Nice to meet you, Scott.
Nice
welcome
to you.
Oregon, the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you as well for filling in on short notice.
My pleasure.
It's great to have you here.
Good to be here.
So, we'll have him start out with a piece of music, and then we can open it up to questions and answers. Be my guest.
One more.
Yeah.
Saw you leaning on a memory with your back turned to the crowd, and that little bar on Murphy where they play guitar too loud. There were people drinking whiskey, there were hearts about to leap. It was cold as hell for Houston, it was almost New Year's Eve. All the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand, I could not wait forever, babe, I hope you understand. All the night was feeling lucky, so I asked you to dance, and the way you looked up at me made me think I had a chance. When I put my arms around you, I knew you weren't giving in. I hope we'll be different if I pass this way. All the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand, I could not wait forever, babe. With a guitar and a case, I'd have stopped in Pasadena if I'd known about this. All but you looked like forever, where the water meets the shore. I've been thinking about you, baby, I can't do that anymore. I saw you leaning on a memory with your back turned to the crowd, and that little bar on Murphy where they play guitar tonight. There were people drinking whiskey, there were hearts about to leave. It was cold as hell for Houston, it was almost New Year's Eve. All the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand, I could not wait forever, babe.
Unacceptable.
Holy unacceptable.
I put out my last record, my third record, it's called Trouble in Mind. I put it out about 2 years ago.
And I just said,
what's that?
We need another one.
I know. The royalties are about to run out on that one. So, I've got one I've just about finished with. And it's going to be out, I think, in February is what I'm shooting for.
So maybe we'll see you back around here again.
Yeah, I hope so.
So at this point, feel free, anyone to just...
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, on Chickens, did you or Ray Riley Hubbard write the line, if it rains, the front yard will turn to mud, if it don't, it won't?
Man, I wish I could take credit for that. I was in the room when that was written.
That helps.
That was the thing about what I love about writing with Ray Wiley is he thinks of things like that. His mind is in that that place where there's dice games and knife fights and mud floors. And I grew up in the suburbs, so I go to him whenever I need to dirty up a song. I'll tell you what, as we talk about this new record, we'll do a, I know at least three of y'all have heard me before, so I'll play a new song for you. Is Bonnie Whitmore around here?
Yeah.
She's outside, she's taking a nap.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hey, everybody, this is Bonnie. This is Bonnie. Come on up here, Bonnie. Let's do a duet.
Duet?
Yeah. So this is a new song. It's most of my stuff is about alcoholism and drug abuse and travel and sex and depression. I've never really gotten too political with my music, but I've got a song here that's I look around these days and everybody seems so polarized left and right. Conservative and liberal, and so I wrote this song about kind of two people on opposite ends of the spectrum and how their dating life would look. And it's well, love life, whatever, it's a romantic deal. And this is about one person who watches Fox News for their entertainment and news, and the other one watches MSNBC. And let's see how they turn out here. You were smoking on a cigarette, talking about the deficit, putting all them wild boys down. I like a drunken Mona Lisa or the leaning tower of Pisa. You were hanging off the edge of town. I overheard Afghanistan is safer than a minivan. Left me wondering what I should do. You're like a four-leaf clover. I just had to come on over. I've never seen a woman like you.
You were falling like the Alamo, drinking fast and talking slow, looking like it's time to go home. Were you hitting on the strip because you can't afford a tipper? Or just afraid of being alone? You were so openly frustrated. You said Dylan's overrated. You're singing. Don't you ever shut your mouth.
How much did you pay for that tan?
More than I
paid
for these boots.
Aw, shouldn't you be purging?
Well, you're probably still a virgin.
I can't believe you're not all of you.
Let's have another round.
It's looking like we're trouble bound.
I've never seen another like you. Ain't that the way we do?
It's true, you take the breath.
Death of me.
later, we were in the elevator. I'm making out like Bonnie and Clyde.
We were dizzy from the love we found.
Growing up
and going down. And I held on a ride.
I'm having trouble breathing.
Well, I probably should be leaving.
You know I'm up in 402. But I'm glad that we're together.
I have never seen another like you.
I'm a big Bill Hicks fan.
Yeah.
He's a Houston guy and passed away real too young. I would have loved to have seen his take on the world today. I don't know. I mean, I can't say I've studied comedians. Yeah, my mom was a big influence. I don't know. I don't really study comedians that much. I figure a lot of my favorite guys are guys like Todd Snyder and Ray Wiley and people that can make you smile while they're hitting home, whatever they're trying to get across. So I try and incorporate that a little bit. Not on this next song at all, though. This is a song I wrote when I was living in Croatia. I lived overseas for a while, for about 6 months. The cool thing about Croatia at the time was that half the country was unemployed. So there was always somebody to hang out with. And that's what I did for 6 months. I wrote one song, and that was it. Too late, and the path has come and gone again. I met the
how do you write? Do you write like there? Do you write later? What's your writing process involved?
It's usually at a hotel room at 3 or 4 in the morning. We travel around so much, I generally just kind of grab lines as I go, you know, certain images or people, and write it down. I almost never approach a song knowing what I'm going to write about, which is can be a frustrating way to do it, especially when you're starting out, because you don't really have that confidence that it's going to end well, you know. But I generally just kind of start with a line, a lyric, a couplet, something that grabs me, and then and build outward from there. So most of my stuff used to be real autobiographical. I assigned it to different people. So there's about 8 or 9 guys in my songs that are different incarnations of me with different names. But lately I've been writing about all kinds of stuff, living and different things. Yeah.
When you wrote by the way. For Jesus, did you, was that from personal experience, and did you know
what walked off
your
head? Yeah, no, it was, that was a weird one, because I wrote it with a guy named Brian Keene, and it was sort of his experience, and he came over with that idea. I had no idea. I grew up in a pretty secular home, and I didn't know that people, it was such a widespread phenomenon of people actually leaving their spouses and significant others for religion. I found out after we wrote the song, I should start like a self-help group, because people come up to me all the time and they're like, oh, you know, I rose in jail. Brian kind of had a sort of that experience with it, and brought the idea to me, and then we just kind of hammered it out in about 20 minutes, and I really didn't ever think that song would have a life outside of my apartment at the time. Yeah, so it's been an interesting thing. Watching that one go.
Video was fun.
Thank you. Most of y'all probably don't know, but I've only got one music video, and it's not even really a music video, it's like a mockumentary kind of, but there's this show called Cheaters, which I don't know if y'all get that up here. It's like a tackier version of Cops, kind of. It's like a reality show if you think your significant other is fooling around on you, you would call this program and they would send out a camera crew trying to catch that person in the act, and then usually in a gas station parking lot or a hotel room or something, and then they would bring you over to confront them along with their lover, and it made for good TV. But so we had this song, She Left Me for Jesus, and we thought that would be a fun way to go about it, was to get this guy called Cheaters, and ended up being Jesus on the other end. Anyway, what's that? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear better. About Katie? Remember that? Okay, yeah. You want to get banjo? Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you. This will allow us to let Bonnie go after this one.
Don't worry, I'm just standing here.
She won't go far.
Stone.
Went to high school together, and he was. I guess you were in bands after high school, huh?
During and after.
During and after. Yeah, I was out of the loop. I didn't know that that this would be what I'd end up doing. You know, I just wanted to write, and then I discovered that it was easier to write a 3-minute song than a 300-page book most of the time. So I started doing that, but nobody's really knocking down my door to be their front man vocally, and I can't really play guitar well enough to be worth being in a band, and so I just kind of focused on songwriting, and then I started playing on my own. I realized nobody was going to cut my songs. The only way to get them out there was for me to do them, so I started doing that. So I kind of over the years have slowly, you know, added a guy at a time to build up a band. So I mean, I've had a couple different incarnations of who supports me, but I've never been in anything that did anything other than what I do, I guess. But you know, it's just, I've been jealous sometimes. I always thought it'd be fun to be, you know, with a bunch of guys out on the road doing the deal. But I also like being in charge. I don't really believe in democracy on the road. I like to.
That's not true.
So, anyway, anybody wants to hear? We didn't really plan this out. I'm just gonna.
I've been everywhere.
Public screen.
What's that?
Public screen.
Okay. Well, we'll do this here. when you get to be as famous as I have become, you get to travel all over the place and get to meet all types of people. And so this is a tune about that. Banjo?
Sure, why not?
All right.
What can you do today?
Well, I've been everywhere, boys. I've been everywhere. I cross the desert bed, man. I believe that mountain there. Travel, I've done my share. I've been everywhere. Houston, 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 Houston. Take it all, do it all, perking and dressing, can't walk or stand, codeine, benzes, green shit. Yeah, turn green, wailing, grailing, in the mood, getting nude, everybody says I'm stupid.
Songs that I haven't really played yet. Y'all probably don't want to hear that though. Let's do a guitar, I think. So, y'all from Portland, everybody, or all around?
All around.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Oregon.
All right. Maybe we should write this down, I guess.
Walnut Creek.
What's that?
Walnut Creek.
Okay. No, I was familiar. Just been a long day. Couldn't remember. All right, y'all call it. Somebody shout me out. Oh, except that one. Sorry. Okay, maybe when I wrote, we'll start there.
Going down the road.
Okay. All right.
You're in charge, you can play whatever.
I know, I just... I have commitment issues. What did I do this year? I haven't done it in a while. So I wrote this about one of my best friends. His name was, a guy named Carrie. Welton, but I wanted to write this song about my buddy Richie Lee. I just thought that was a great name to have a song written about, and unfortunately Richie was a really not very interesting guy. And so I took this other friend of mine, Carrie, who was a really interesting guy, and I wrote a song about him, and named him Richie Lee, and made him an alcoholic and killed him. Richie Lee was his father's boy, a big lad, hard drinking bundle of joy, a walking laugh wrapped up in corduroy,
I bet you couldn't do no wrong. He grew up with a fast running crowd. Good bunch of boys, just a little too loud. He can't fault a man for being proud. I bet you kept rolling on. He spent his days in a rock and roll band, telling jokes, a guitar in his hand. He tried all to meet every demand on all those late night shows. A whiskey drunk on a Saturday night, she caught his eye coming out of the light. Halfway there, he had to get in a fight. Back home was just a way. Strange days will leave you to wonder. In good times, they don't always stay. And true love, it'll shake you like thunder. But oh, summertime on the river again. Fishing poles and a $2 grin. Man, I ain't ever gonna laugh like that again. A falling right to the ground. We count the miles down to New Orleans. We borrow cash and dirty blue jeans. A couple of boys out looking for Cajun queens. I think they own the town. But we all left to find work around. Yeah, even wild ones, they slowed down. And Richie felt like he was coming unwound. He got tired of playing the game. A liquor bottle's piling up before noon. Richie said he just needed some room. But we all saw the end coming way too soon. And man, that's an awful shame. It's strange days will leave you to wander. The good times, they don't always stay.
Say well, but he's alive. And, yeah, that's his claim to fame. He helped me co-write a song, one of the first songs I ever wrote. It was called Flowers and Liquor, and I was trying to rhyme with the word funky. And I took it over to him, and he said, how about monkey? It was perfect, you know, and I never gave him co-writing credit for it. I figured I probably would have come up with Monkey eventually. He's doing good. All right. Let's see. Y'all keep shouting it out if there's anything you want to hear, or you may just not know me. Okay. This is a Bill Morrissey tune. It's one of my favorite folk singers up in New Hampshire. The state motto of Texas is the Lone Star State. Arkansas, where I lived for a while, is called the Natural State. Oklahoma is my favorite. It's the okay state. We're not great, but okay. And, what's Oregon? It's Oregon. Rose, duck, or beaver? Okay. Or are they ever? Okay, maybe I shouldn't open this up for the floor. That's cool. North Carolina is first in flight. South Carolina is. God, I wish I lived in North Carolina. But by far the coolest state motto belongs to the tiny state of New Hampshire, and their state motto is Live Free or Die, which is a great state motto. It just sucks if you're in prison in New Hampshire. Particularly if you have to make license plates that say. See?
See?
Yeah. So anyway, this is a song about their plight here. Well, I'm doing 10 to 20 in the frozen granite state, and every day I go to work, stamp out license plates. Every day I go to work, every night I cry, 'cause every license plate I make tells me to live free or die. Live free or die, oh Lord, tell me why. Can't they say seatbelts fastened? Oklahoma is okay. Vacation land sounds mighty great. Wouldn't mind stamping out the Garden State. It's enough to make me cry. Live free or die. Well, I didn't mean to shoot that man. Why, the gun just went off in my hand. I caught him with my wife, and he cost that man his life. Well, I just got home from the factory, that guy was sitting where I'm supposed to be. Now he's up there in the sky. I'm stuck with live free or die. Live free or die, oh Lord, tell me why. Can't they say seatbelts fastened? Oklahoma is okay. Vacation land sounds mighty great. I wouldn't mind stamping out the Garden State. It's enough to make me cry. Live free or die. A lesson to all you married men out there, that patience is a virtue, so make your plans with care. And if you catch your wife with another man, it's best to hold off as long as you can. Then shoot him in another state where they got a different license plate. Live free or die, oh Lord, tell me why. Can't they say seatbelts fastened? Oklahoma is okay. Vacation land sounds mighty great. I wouldn't mind stamping out the Beaver State. It's enough to make me cry. Live free, oh God. Oh, you're letting me. This is Scott Davis. Davis here, he hasn't played half these songs in the whole time we've been together, so y'all give him a hand.
Most places we go, you just got to show up with a banjo to look cool. Here you actually have to be able to play it. And I can't.
What's that? No, it's not. We were made quite aware of that. No, I love it. I've been to Portland like 5 times in the last year. We did a Steve Earle tour and a Dierks Bentley tour and a whole 97s tour, and they came up a couple times on my own and gotten to play in the area. And it's I waited 31 years, 32 years to start coming, but I've been trying to make up for lost time. It's a wonderful town. Happy to be here again.
Here in October, is that right?
Yeah. We'll be back in about 6-7 weeks.
Mississippi Studio.
Yeah, no, that's right. Thanks for the plug there. What do you want to do, Scott?
I called for Jesus earlier.
Okay. We'll do this this here. It's I'd like to preface it with a quote from Ray Wiley Hubbard. It says, "The problem with irony is that not everybody gets it." I hope y'all get it. We've been dating since high school. We never once left this town. We used to go out on the weekends. All we drank till we drowned. But now she's acting funny, and I don't understand. I think that she's found her some other man. She left me for Jesus, and that just ain't fair. She says that he's perfect. How could I compare? And she says I should find him, and I know a peace at last. But if I ever find Jesus, I'm kicking his ass. She showed me a picture. All I could do was stare at that freak in his sandals with his long curly hair. They must think that I'm stupid, or I don't have a clue. But I bet he's a commie, or even worse yet, a Jew. She left me for Jesus, and that just ain't fair. She says that he's perfect, how could I compare? And she says I should find him, and I'm no peace at last. But if I ever find Jesus, I'm kicking his ass. She's taking up wine. Why she prays for his troubles and has forgotten all about mine. But I'm gonna get even. I can't handle the shame. Why the last time we made love, she even called out his name. And it could have been Carlos, or even Billy, or Ted.
But if I ever find Jesus, he's gonna wish he were dead.
People, it's like, no, here's Carl, and then his guitar didn't work, and so I had to start the song. It was nerve wracking. Texas on a place called the Bolivar Peninsula, and I've been throwing a music festival there the last
3 years, called the Stingray Music Festival. And then we had a really bad hurricane last year that came and wiped away most of the peninsula, took out 90% of the buildings and a good chunk of the community. And so last year we did it as a fundraiser, but this year we skipped it. We're just trying to figure out how to make it as well-run and beautiful as this festival is here. This is the ideal. So, but hopefully we'll get that going again. Thank you for coming. So, anybody ever been to Crystal Beach, Texas?
Nope. You still got your video up on your website?
I'd probably. I guess you watch that and give you a pretty succinct description of it. A peninsula is a body of land surrounded on three sides by water. I'm not trying to talk down to anybody. We just played Seattle the other night and went over a lot of hits. I lived down there for a while. It's this very remote place where like people kind of move to hide out from the law and the IRS and ex-wives and stuff. And I'm, in retrospect, probably not the best place to try and start a music career. But the good upside was that I was the only guy on the whole peninsula that could sing and play guitar at the same time. I was sort of a celebrity down there. So I started getting all these gigs at places like Bob's Sports Bar and World Famous Grill, Sharpies, Stingery. I got a gig at a place called Genie's One, which led to a gig at Genie's Two, which is a bait camp in a trailer about 40 feet behind Genie's One. And so things were just going really well for a while. I was just kind of had the whole peninsula under my spell. And then this guy with a karaoke machine moved to town. And I didn't think it was that big a deal, but I was wrong. People really did that stuff. So he started getting on my gigs. So I got together with the promoters and the owners of the bars and to try and work out a marketing plan to get my customers back. So we started tying in food specials with my name and all these places. So like at the Stingery was 25-cent Bloody Marys and Hayes Carl. And Sharky's was $1.50 margaritas and ladies night with Hayes Carl. It was like a 50-cent buffalo wing deal. But my favorite was back at Bob's on this little neon sign out on the highway that said, "All you can eat fried chicken and Hayes Carl $4.99. It was a pretty good deal, so yeah.
Supper 6 nights a week, all hurricanes, Easter and New Year's Eve. 14 walls, now there ain't much left. Looking like a homeless cheers on death. Homer's in the corner, breaking up a fight. Good Lord, I hope I get a pay tonight. I gotta keep, baby. Cops and the kids drink free around here. Girl behind the bars taking what she's given. Lying about her past and trying to make a living. A broke little table, some hard luck keys. Go tell your mama I done paid my dues. Everyone around me knows my name. 6 nights a week in the neon flame. Gotta keep. Blood on the strings, all of never thought I'd say these things. I gotta keep crazy going up on the water. I blame on myself for 6 nights a week. My hurricanes, Easter, New Year's Eve. I gotta keep playing. I gotta keep.
Stage at 7 tonight.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.